I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Dr. Drew Pinsky is well known for his advice to young adults on the racy MTV and syndicated radio show Loveline. Last year, viewers saw Dr. Drew help drug-addicted celebrities battle their addictions on Celebrity Rehab. The show followed addicted celebrities as they underwent detoxification and drug treatment at a facility in California. Well, VH1 has teamed up with Dr. Drew again for a second season of Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. The season's cast includes actor Jeff Conway, Nikki McKibben of American Idol, actor Gary Busey, and Rodney King. The acquittal of Los Angeles police officers in Rodney King's beating precipitated the 1992 L.A. riots. In this scene from the show, some of the other participants try to figure out who Rodney King is.
I thought that the guy who got beaten up by the cops, Rodney King. That's him, right?
That's not him.
No. He's an actor. He was in Boys in the Hood.
I thought he did sports.
I thought, yeah.
He's All-American. Basketball player?
Yeah, the kids.
I talked to Rodney King and Dr. Drew earlier this week. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, this is actually a very wrenching show to watch. I mean, folks here are really hurting. So how do you balance what could be seen as the voyeuristic aspects of what you're doing with the medical and psychological aspects of what you're doing?
Well, I'm so sort of bewildered by people who see this as a sad story, because the fact is this is a disease that afflicts 1 out of 8 Americans. This is a common condition. It is the disease of our time. People die of it every day. It's a sad disease that has a treatment, and the treatment is quite inspirational. I for one, am sick and tired of people talking about the treatment of a severe life-threatening medical addiction, the treatment of chemical dependency, or what some people call rehab, as though it's some sort of spa treatment. In fact, there are, because there's very little regulation on the residential level, some of it is only that. And so people do get very confused about what this is, what the disease is, how it's treated. And we thought it was time to pull the curtain back on that. And the fact is, the presence of the cameras didn't harm anybody. In fact, it seemed to inspire most, if not all, of the patients. And they get better. And I think other viewers will be absolutely transfixed and inspired by where they go with this. It's a sad disease. That's a fact. But to put people in an environment where they can deal with it in a realistic way and transform and get better, well, there's nothing sad at all about that. It's hard to watch, but all addiction is hard to watch.
Is there anything that makes it different for people who either are famous or have been famous at some point in terms of trying to get sober and stay sober?
Really, no. And in fact, the original idea for the show, I wanted to put regular people in with the celebrities just to make that point, just to show that we treat everybody the same. In fact, as soon as you treat an addict as special, you undermine their ability to stay sober. But as I was interviewing some of these potential sort of regular folks, so to speak, for the program, it became increasingly clear to me that they couldn't really render an informed consent. They did not fully appreciate what it would mean to be on camera and to be exposed in this way, while the celebrities fully understood it. In fact, Mary Carey, who was in the first season, sort of summarized it for me, because every day I was sort of making sure that this wasn't troubling for them, they were okay, that the cameras didn't bother them. And finally, Mary Carey says to me, she goes, "Look, Drew, I've done everything in front of a camera. This is not a problem." And I thought, yeah, okay, you guys do understand what this is. And in fact, when it did air, I still had concerns that when it aired, it would shame them or expose them or make them feel bad. It didn't. It made them want to feel like they could be an inspiration to other people.
Well, we want to bring in Rodney King, who was on your show. And Mr. King, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah.
Hey, Rodney.
Thank you. Hey, hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Excellent.
So one of the things we see in the show is you puking your guts out before you go into rehab. What brought you to the moment where you said, you know what, I'm actually willing to go on TV and show people my recovery? What brought you to that point?
Well, pretty much everything I do a lot is exposed on TV now anyway. And so I just felt that it would be best to, you know, show other people, not just kids, but, you know, the world, how, you know, this thing called disease is a struggle, and don't be embarrassed to, you know, get yourself some help. I feel if they see other addicts on TV exposing this type of thing, you know, that they'll say, "Hey, you know what, this is not so bad. Let me go get me some help." Because, you know, earlier on, you couldn't find help, or you just got teased about it and you died a real bad death. You know, it was real tragic.
Rodney, your voice sounds very crisp, and there have been times when you have spoken, you know, you obviously went through something that few people can imagine, being beaten the way that you were, having it end up on videotape, and subsequently having, you know, an entire city in flames over, you know, a fundamental difference of how they viewed what happened to you. But it happened to you, not to anyone else. And there have been times in the past, to be honest, when you haven't sounded so crisp. So are you sober right now?
Yes, I am sober. I've been sober for about 4 months now.
How does that feel?
It feels good. You know, once again, you know, I've been in and out of rehab. And, you know, each time it's a difference. It's a change. And this time it really was, a good experience for me. You know, at the age of 43. It feels good to be clean, you know, for 4 months.
Mr. King, you're a symbol of different things to different people, of injustice, of survival, of reconciliation. What do you want for yourself? I mean, now that you're sober in particular, what do you want for yourself as a man?
You know, just to be seen as a man and as a decent human being, not just some person who's running down the street, you know, drunk and running from the cops. You know, a person who was all about speaking peace and speaking of change. You know, for the world.
I got to say that I promise people will perceive him in this program the way he wants to be perceived, because that's who he is, and people will be surprised and pleased and delighted by this man, in my opinion.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you both so much for coming on.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
That was Dr. Drew Pinsky of VH1's reality show Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. He joined us from NPR Studios in New York, and Rodney King joined us by phone. The second season of Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew premieres October 23rd on VH1. Yeah.